With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. A U.S. Supreme Court decision expected in the coming weeks could deal a big blow to Montana's public sector unions. The decision could make Montana a so-called right-to-work state in the public sector, costing the state's biggest union membership, revenue, and bargaining power. Eric Fever, the president of the Montana Federation of Public Employees, says public union membership here could fall by 10% if labor groups are no longer allowed to mandate union fees.
A union only works, or only works well, when the majority, if not the vast majority, of the members at a bargaining union are members of that union. When some people decide, for whatever reason, they just don't want to participate in the work of the union, and they don't even want to pay dues to the union, because what, it doesn't mean anything to them?
Fever and other union leaders expect the conservative-leaning Supreme Court to rule that mandatory union fees, sometimes called fair share fees, are unconstitutional. Unions say the fees that non-union workers pay are required to help cover the costs of negotiating raises, benefits, and working conditions for all workers, union and non-union alike. But if the court rules they're not mandatory, it opens the door for workers to get the benefit of collective bargaining without having to pay for it.
Sometimes we call them freeloaders.
The Montana Federation of Public Employees represents about 24,000 people in the state, including some staff at Montana Public Radio. Fever says that until the Supreme Court rules, union organizers are working to convince as many people as possible that it's important to stay or become a union member.
I think our job is to explain, well, it does mean something to you. It is why you are paid what you're paid. It's why you have the benefits you have from health care to retirement. And when it comes to working conditions and the issues that you may have with your employer, that's your union.
Agency fees can only be used to support bargaining with employers, and not for political lobbying or union donations to political candidates. But some say bargaining over government employee wages is by nature political because it deals with public money. Republican Senator Steve Fitzpatrick says using union fees for political lobbying is one of the main arguments against public unions and at the core of this Supreme Court case. Fitzpatrick, who sits on the state legislative labor committee, says public unions spend money to elect public officials who, once elected, bargain with unions on worker benefits that are funded by public tax dollars.
There's some concern that the people then negotiating the wages with the unions may not necessarily have the same interest in getting the best deal possible for their side. And I think that's where you get the concern about public sector negotiations.
Fitzpatrick expects public union membership to dip if the court strikes down agency fees, but he's unsure how much. And he doesn't expect the 2019 Montana legislature to pick up the issue. He says it's too politically charged to make much progress, especially if the executive and legislative branch are controlled by different parties. Still, the federal court's decision would be a landmark event in a state where much of America's early union roots took hold.
This is going to put us back 40 years.
Rich Arstead is the senior manuscript archivist at the Montana Historical Society. He's also the treasurer for the Montana Federation of Public Employees. In the basement of the Historical Society, just past his office, there's a blue door with a keypad entry that opens into the vault of Montana's historical manuscripts. Montana's Constitution is stored there, in a cardboard box, kept on a shelf about chest level. Arstead says he's found old newspaper clippings from the 1900s saying that at the time, Montana was the most unionized state in the country. And he says Montana's labor laws look the way they do now because of the power of organized labor then.
Like an eight-hour day for miners and smeltermen at the turn of the 20th century in 1900, the establishment of a labor day on the first Monday in September, 2 years before the federal government did it, child labor laws, safety regulations, workers' compensation, which came in 1912. A lot of that's because of the strength that organized labor has wielded at the ballot box.
In January, Governor Steve Bullock asked the U.S. Supreme Court to not reverse its stance on union fees. Bullock's brief said Montana has sovereign authority on this issue, and the current collective bargaining system has been, quote, crucial to ensure labor peace in the state's public sector, unquote. Union leaders say it's almost a foregone conclusion that the Supreme Court will deal a blow to organized public labor in their upcoming decision. They say public unions can survive the hit, but they say public unions' footprint in Montana, at least in the short term, will shrink. I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Montana Public Radio.